when you get the song, a lot of times when people come to church, they only get the songs in their mouth and in their mind. But when you get the word of God down in your soul, you know that God made a way. And you can look back over all the ways God has made for you. Can we just say hallelujah? I said you can look back over all the ways God made for you. Now we know in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. And the scripture says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, looking unto Jesus. That was back in Paul's day. But how many know we got some witnesses? Oh, thank you. How many know we got some witnesses? Right here on this. The doctor said no. scripture that he's our Jehovah Rapha. He's God our healer. Things that are impossible with men, they are possible with God. Can we bless the Lord today? That's my testimony. I know all y'all got a testimony. I know y'all got a testimony. The problem with your testimony, y'all only get 2 minutes to tell it. Anyway, God is good. Are you listening to that? I ask God. You all praying for us and for us traveling all the way to Savannah, Georgia, and that. Amen. I'm just so glad my wife will sleep for the last 3 hours of our trip. I'm so glad my car didn't have no video camera. You leave it there. But nevertheless, God is good. I'm just glad to be in the service one more time. Simon family, but one thing we do know, he is increasing their faith.
Yes.
Amen. We should not allow anything to happen to ever cause us to lose our faith in God.
Yes.
We need the doctors. The doctors, medicine does heal, but the ultimate thing is your faith.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible said, if you do anything and it's not in faith, it is sin. Anything, a child of God, anything that you don't do in faith, it is sin. If you just do something because somebody said do it, God said, I don't know that. Because when you do something for God, it has to be in faith. Because when you go through the motions, you're a pleasing man. But when you do it by faith, you're pleasing God. Because without
faith,
it is impossible to please God. So yes, doctor, I'm in your care. But I'm in the hand of the chief physician. And his name is
Jesus.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question. The answer is Jesus. Right? I said, I'm in the hand of a chief physician, and his name is
Jesus.
You got to shout it out. You got to call him out. Something about the name of Jesus. We might get to the word, but we might not. So we just get there, right?
Yeah.
There were times when we were growing up, and I remember things would be so hard. And I remember watching my mother, all she did was sing the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
It says the sweetest name I know.
Yeah.
Something about the name of
Jesus.
Demon tripping.
Yeah.
At the name of Jesus. Yeah. Now listen, a demon don't triple at no man. A demon don't look at Jesus in front of that.
When trouble is happening, you can call
sing a song, just call him up and tell him what you want. Because Jesus is on the
Amen.
Some of us walked in this morning and know who will come and go. Amen. But there are two opponents that fight against each other.
Yeah.
The spirit and the
flesh.
Right. So who's winning the fight? Yeah. Is it the flesh or is it the
spirit?
It's the spirit. So Galatians chapter 5, verse 13 read, "For brethren, you have been called unto
liberty.
God called us to be free.
Yes, he did.
God called and set us free. The scripture says, he whom the Son set free is
free indeed.
He whom the Son set free is free indeed. And Jesus said, if you know the truth will make you
free.
Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled." Can you imagine that? The whole law. Everything about God is fulfilled in
one word.
One word. Even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor. Listen, the rest of the law is void, null and void, if you don't love. Now you read about it in James, the fourth chapter. He said you can keep all the law, but if you offend at one point, you're guilty in all.
Amen.
And we can find reasons why we should love. But if you find reasons why you don't love, you're not fulfilling the word of God. My obligation is not to satisfy you all. My obligation is to satisfy God. So all the law is fulfilled in how I we love one. Forget about everything else. Forget about your mind and all that other stuff. It's how you love, amen? He said, but if ye bite and is Paul writing to the Galatian saved? Or is he writing to the Galatian saved? We write to the who they're what? They're saved. He said, you're supposed to love one another, not bite and devour one another. I don't care what they did. Jesus said, forgive. If you don't forgive men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father. Right about that, we all just stopped. You know, because we got some stuff in us that people have done to us. Let it go. You gotta let it go. When you forgive, God forgives you, then he takes you higher. As long as you don't forgive, you're still bound. Right? So a lot of people say, I'm free, but they're slaves. A lot of people say they're free. I'm just giving y'all the message. I'm gonna preach. A lot of people say they're free, but they're slaves. What are you slave to? What somebody else has done to you. You got to lose that and let it go. Amen. He said, this I say then, walk in the
spirit.
Walk out. And ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh. That flesh. Guess what? How many of y'all are alive? Give me a wave off of your life. If you're dead, don't do nothing. I'm going to be dead. Right? I ain't going to say if you're dead, give me a wave off. It's a bad situation. I mean, you don't want to be the day of the dead. Alright? But if you are like your flesh will always fight God's spirit. Because they're contrary. Right? The flesh. It's just from the time that we were born, we have the endemic nature, which is our sinful nature, when you had no choice in it. But when you were born, you had that. Now, when you're saved, you still have the same nature. Because God saves the spirit, but not the flesh. You with me? So God saves your spirit, but your flesh is still your flesh. The same thing that bothered you 20 years ago will bother you today because that's in your flesh. All the appetites of your flesh never died in baptism. God washes away your sin and he saves your spirit. But your flesh is still your flesh. How do you know your flesh is your flesh? Because every time you want to do something for God, I'm sick, I don't feel good, I don't do this. I'm going to go to the mall, wherever. The flesh just says, okay, go ahead and go. Because your flesh fights the spirit. So they lust against each other. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other. So then He announced, and then in Romans 8, 4. This is going to be one of the shortest services we ever had. But when you leave, take Jesus with you.
Amen.
When you leave, don't leave in your flesh. You got to leave in your spirit. Romans 8, 4 reads, that the righteousness of the Lord might be fulfilled. How many righteous are you in right standing with God? Stop trying to please people. Be in right standing with who? But I don't go to church, but my husband, my wife, they get mad at me. Who do you want to please? The righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in who walk not. I'm not walking to please no human being. Stay with me. You can't be right before God pleasing somebody else.
As long as you walk in your flesh, you can't go to heaven.
That's right. That's right.
through all this thinking and presupposing and hypothetical and all that other stuff you want to talk about. The Bible says specifically. I know, we ain't gonna talk to each other too much. Say, look at somebody say specifically. Come on, look at somebody say specifically. When you say specifically, that means ain't no doubt. Jesus said, he said specifically. They that are carnally minded will receive death. But to be spiritually minded is what? If you're spiritually minded, you have. Mess up like that once. How's your life? Man, oh boy, I want no peace. Man, how are you? How do you walk? Because if you're walking with God, even in trouble, I heard Mr. Simon say, I still got my joy.
Yes, sir. Yes,
even when I don't understand that, I still got my peace. Even when the enemy is coming over against me and I'm troubled on every side, I still got peace. When the enemy is assaulting me on every side, and I'm getting all this stress and stuff, I still got peace. I still trust God for my life. Because I'm in the spiritual, I have life and peace. I don't come to church and leave with a whole lot of confusion and trouble, because that ain't God. Because Isaiah 26:3 said that the Lord will keep you in
perfect peace.
God will keep you in
perfect peace.
Keep your mind. They don't make a difference with God. Y'all with me?
Amen.
You can justify all the wrong you want to do. Don't mean nothing with God. Because the carnal mind is the enemy of God. When you're in the flesh, it's the enemy of God. The carnal mind is everything for God, for it is not. Yes, man, the more I try to reason with them in the scripture, the worse they get. Which mind is it? Is it the carnal or is it the spiritual mind, right? Because the carnal mind is not subject to the law of God, neither in me. And verse 8, we have finished right here. How many of y'all, how many of us want to please God? No, sir. How many want to please God? Forget about everything else. 1,000 years from now, when you're in eternity. The only thing that's going to count 1,000 years from now, and I don't know nobody that's lived me 1,000 years in the flesh. They got some mummies. Yeah. But 1,000 years from today, the only thing that's going to count is how you live today. Because the Bible says we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for the things done in our bodies. So 1,000 years from today, can you look back and say, that stuff I did in the flesh was warning it? Can you look back and say that flesh, those, as Moses said, enduring the pleasures of sin for a season was worth it? 1,000 years from now. 1,000 years from now, all I can see myself is in the presence of God, said, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my eyes. I feel better, so much better, since I laid my eyes. But that carnal mind cannot please God. That's good enough, let us stand. So the question today is, who's winning the fight? Is it your spirit man, or is it the flesh man? The flesh man has only one desire, and that is to bring you down and to destroy you. The spirit man desires to lift you up. So today, who's winning the fight? You know, how many of y'all are familiar with boxing? Paul used the boxing term in 1 Corinthians 9:27. He said, I keep under my body. That's a boxing term. But he said, I keep under my body. That means he beat himself up. Right? He beat himself up.